Welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our next chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Vaughn. And today, this chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast is sponsored by Revell, a division of the Baker Publishing Group. And today we have the special guest, Susie Finkbeiner, who is here today to talk to us about her latest book, The Nature of Small Birds. Hi, Susie. How are you?
Hi, Jamie. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I was really excited when I read the synopsis of this book. I'm adopted. The story has it is kind of really all based around adoption. And I'm really excited to hear some of the backstory on that. Could you share with our readers about this theme of this book?
Sure. This book centers around the adoption of Min. Actually, her family adopts her in 1975 from Vietnam, mm-hmm. Which at the tail end of the United States' involvement in Vietnam, 3,000 Vietnamese children were airlifted to America, Canada, and Australia to be adopted into Western homes. And so this is the story of one of those families. And so it's set in 1975, 1988, and 2013, because I don't think adoption is a small story that can be told in a snippet. It's a long story. It's a lifetime story. And I really wanted to convey that.
Yeah. So how did you pick going from, maybe you could have done an adoption, you know, that was an American home adoption, or you could have done foster care adoption. Why did you choose the adoption of a child from Vietnam to write a story about?
You know, since I was a child, I have been very intrigued by the Vietnam War. My dad is a veteran, and so I grew up hearing stories from him. And I remember one day I was in the basement looking at National Geographic's, you know, mm-hmm. 80 kids did that totally.
I understand. And, yeah.
And I saw a picture of what's known famously as the Napalm Girl.
Yes.
And it's a very disturbing picture. And it just made me think, what happened to the kids in Vietnam? And lived with that question for a lot of my life. And then as I was researching the Vietnam War for a book I wrote called All Manner of Things, mm-hmm. I stumbled upon this kind of snippet of an article about this Operation Baby Lift is what they called it. And I thought, there is a story here. And so I wasn't seeking out a story about adoption. It kind of found me, which is often how God likes to do it for me. Like just here's something. And it really won my heart.
Mm-hmm. How did you do research for it? Did you talk to children that were adopted from Vietnam? Did you do research? Like, I know you said that you spurned your heart through National Geographic. How did all of that come together for you?
I wasn't able to do any personal interviews. Mm-hmm. It's a very sensitive topic. And so it's really hard to connect with some people because it was very politically controversial. So fortunately, since it was set in 1975, I had a lot of resources on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And there are so many books written about it, articles, documentaries, things like that. And so finding research was not the problem. Whittling down what I used was the problem. But I think that's a good problem to have. Yeah. And I was just really fortunate to find a lot of resources.
I'd love to hear more about the main character.
Well, you know, since it's set in three different timelines, there are three different points of view. Okay. But all of the stories center on Min, who is the daughter who was adopted. And Min, who also is called Mindy in the book, okay. She is one of the most delightful characters I've had the pleasure of writing because She's so sweet. And she is someone that I would want to be a friend to. and really throughout, she's exploring who she is, what is her identity, and making a decision to seek out her birth family and feeling conflicted because she doesn't want to hurt mm-hmm. her adoptive family. She doesn't want them to feel like they're not enough because they are, but there's still part of her that wants to know what's in her roots, mm-hmm. you know? So she was an absolute joy to write. All of these characters were so much fun and felt so real to me as I was writing them.
When you write in the three different timelines, who does the story revolve around besides your main character?
Well, in 1975, it revolves around the adoptive mother named Linda okay. and the feelings that she's having of letting go of her dreams so that she can grab onto the dream of being a mom. Mm-hmm. And then in 1988, it's the sister Sunny as they're in high school. These girls are in high school and going through high school in the 80s, which was fun to write. And then in 2013, it's from the dad's perspective, Bruce. And he's learning about letting go of your children so that they can fly.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you want the reader to take away when they finish this book?
One of the main themes that runs throughout is this theme of God seeing us. Mm-hmm. And not only does he see, but he cares. Mm-hmm. And I think, especially after writing this during a pandemic, when so much was iffy and so much was scary and uncertain, it was a message I needed to hear mm-hmm. that God not only sees what we're going through, he cares so much about it. And that's my hope.
Yeah. Now tell me what's next on the horizon for you. Do you have another book coming out soon or can you tell us anything about it?
I do. I am currently writing a book that is due to my editor soon. and it releases in 2022, which okay. is wild to me, but it is set in 1952. And my main character, Bertha, is a baseball player and kind of think League of Their Own, mm-hmm. But with some of the Red Scare. So a little bit of American communism worked in there.
Please tell me you're going to put the line, there's no crying in baseball in there.
I don't know if I can, but in my research for that, one of the ladies said, They said there was no crying in baseball, but there was lots of crying in baseball. She said, you get hurt a lot.
I love it. Well, Susie, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today. Make sure that you go out to your local Christian bookstore or wherever you buy books and pick up The Nature of Small Birds. And thank you everyone for joining us today for Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Remember, I'm your host, Jamie Vaughn. Thank you, Susie, again for joining us today. We are so excited that you were here. I cannot wait to see what this book does. And there are more details in the chapter notes below. If you like this chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, make sure that you click on the subscribe button below so you never miss another chapter.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.